My name is Leif LePage. I first came across Nova State was actually in Blagnac in 2007. I think it was probably their last gig of that tour of 2007, Immortal. And I had never heard about Nova State before. And as I grew up in the circus, I decided to go with some friends. And that's when I met Nova State. My history with the circus is my family was in the circus. So obviously, yeah, basically I grew up in the circus. My parents were touring from I was born until I was 6 years old. The name of their company was The Hazards. Came across UK as The Hazard Brothers with Joe Cottle Circus. My first impressions, I was totally blown away. I hadn't read about it at all, so I didn't know what I was walking into, basically. I was happily surprised and blown away. In France, there is a lot of circuses, indeed, but I had never come across anything like Nova State. My job involved with Nova State, I was part of the lighting team. And actually, I think I was the lighting team in the hall. I started working for Nova State in March 2008, and I got involved with their new project called Taboo.
And your job description there was lighting?
Was lighting technician and relight. Well, actually, not relight at all. No, just a touring lighting technician. I've worked on shows including Taboo, Labyrinth, Barricade, and Bianco. In Eden Project and touring. I've got a few favourites actually. They're all different and they've all involved different experiences, new experiences. So, no, actually, I don't have a favourite. My role, getting the tour ready, so that involved preparing all the lighting kit, getting it pad tested, cleaning it, and eventually rigging it up for the development. For the current touring show. From tour to tour, and from the actual show changed a little bit, so therefore the lighting changed as well. So that involved some relighting, and every beginning of year when they're rehearsing for the new show, we were also adjusting the lighting. That's when Adam Cobley used to come in. When I first started with Nova State, my creative role was minimal, and more the years passed and the more I got to get involved in the creative project. But although there was always a Frenza, she had the final word. Mainly assisting Adam Cobley, and which I enjoy a lot working with Adam Cobley. Nova State's lighting kit, it's evolved since I started with them. The first 3 years, it was hard work for me touring with a lighting kit that was getting old and therefore breaking down quite often. So therefore, I was the only one having to fix that kit, and I was actually learning in the same time how to fix that kit. So it was challenging, and I've learned loads. They've replaced a fair bit of kit, which makes the lighting technicians easier. His life easier, which is very grateful. The work I enjoy most with Nova State would be the creative month and the get-ins and the get-outs. That's when it's all had fiascos. I wouldn't call them fiascos, but very challenging. And I guess sometimes it was a nightmare. Barricade. I spent many, many long nights plotting in the cold, but also doing shows where doing an outdoor show with lighting, it's not ideal when you're touring in the UK and Northern France. You can imagine it's raining a lot. Therefore, yeah, we had some kind of disasters, my point of view, in the lighting world. But it was very challenging, and I've learnt loads from that as well. Even if it was could have been disasters, I was happy to get through them. And eventually, well, doing the show with what we could do with. And I had some many, many experiences. I've learned loads with Nuffet State because I was in the deep end of it. Even if I had, for example, I had Chris Hills. He was at a time on Taboo. He was the technical manager. And he's been behind my back for 3 years. I'm very, very grateful to Chris Hills, actually. He's been helping me a lot. And gradually on Taboo tours, from week to another, it was getting giving me more space and he was trusting me more and more. Chris Hills was very... He was actually like a buddy. I could go to see him and say, Chris, I don't have a solution here. Do you have... Can you help me out? Problem a different way and finding the solution to make it happen. A lot of experience and some knowledge that not everybody has in a very large field. I've learned with No Fit State, my role was to just get on with the job and I had to sort of stimulate the job for myself because, you know, I was the lighting technician and I guess there's some things that weren't urgent and some other stuff that was urgent, so I just got on with the job and made my own schedule. Although there were sometimes team working, which is what had to be done because, like in get ins and get outs, I was working with performers. That was quite challenging as well because when I first met Never Stay, it was my first big project that was sort of kind of in charge of the lighting. And obviously that was involving team managing as well. Team managing of a lighting team and team managing of a performing team that is helping you out is different. Knowing their limits because they're actually performing maybe like the same night or the night after. And their hands matter, or their whole body matters. And get-ins and get-outs, they can get quite physical. But that's what I enjoyed the most. I went to college to study industrial electricity, which I mean, that was not my main purpose at all. I had the focus of lighting technician all the way along in my head. So I studied industrial electricity, and then I went on to do 2 years of camera operating for like TV shows and cinema. That involved lighting, and I did that in an apprenticeship. So I did that and working in a theatre in Toulouse at the time. That's where I got that experience from. I actually left No Fit State in March 2014. That was the last bit of tour I did with No Fit State, which we went to Australia, to Perth. And after that, I went straight to do a world tour with Lady Gaga because I needed some change. And I got the change. Now, I wouldn't say I regret it, but I actually figured out, actually, I did like the circus world more than the big music and touring industry. Because of the community, because of just people are just more human, more friendly in the circus than anywhere else. Next few weeks, I'm in Cardiff working on the Archive project and the Joiners project. And later, next year, 2016, I'm not entirely sure what I'm doing, but I'm trying to change career. Back in the fold with No Fit State.